This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
We've been covering the big boardroom story of this last week, the little hedge fund that bowled over ExxonMobil to get two activists who fight climate change elected to the board of the oil giant. How will Exxon measure progress towards stabilizing the Earth's temperature? Now, this summer will mark 2 years since the powerful club of CEOs called the Business Roundtable agreed that corporations need to serve shareholders, but not only shareholders. In a seismic shift, corporate leaders had pledged to also take into account the needs of the Earth, community, employees, and other stakeholders. There is the measurement question that arises again. Elsie Mayo leads Soul Branding, a consultancy that works with companies to help them thrive together with society and the natural world. Ms. Mayo, welcome.
Pleasure to be with you.
All right, a new way to think about capitalism, but is there now a new phase after, you know, more than a year has passed?
Yeah, like show me the metrics. You know, we're restating the purpose of the corporation. There are promises and there's a flood of purposeful branding campaigns out there. What are we measuring against? What is the impact? What's the change in focus? And how can we look at the outcomes and effects of this newly revised purpose of capitalism on the tangible well-being of humans, of people, of our planet, of our communities?
So, Elsie, if a company comes to you and says, all right, I want to do metrics, I want to start measuring this so I can show all these stakeholders, not just my shareholders, but the community and my employees, and show environmentalists our work on the Earth. I mean, how do you start thinking about that? How does that fit into a spreadsheet?
And the answer is that you put yourself with the stakeholder who you are attempting to create value for. And you humbly and in a very humane, direct way, listen and ask them, what would constitute well-being for you in your life? First, let me give you an example of what it's not, because Jamie Dimon did offer some new metrics.
In the J.P. Morgan Chase letter to shareholders that the CEO wrote.
Yes. And he did offer new metrics. And the metric he proposes is to put a unit value on carbon intensity.
Intensity. That's like the amount of carbon dioxide put out in return for the work accomplished might be an imperfect way to think about it. So that's the metric that Jamie Dimon was suggesting. And it sounds fairly noble for people very focused on climate change.
Except the way he's positioned it is not so that one might measure the ultimate effect on the balance of the atmosphere, of the stability of the atmosphere, but he explicitly says, so that we may facilitate ranking different clients for whether it's investment worthiness or credit worthiness or relative to each other. You know, what's been missing are these wet and warm metrics of well-being, the well-being of the living system. We've got plenty of metrics for extracting the value of a forest and rivers and wetlands, and that's called ecosystem services, and that's assigned a certain dollar value. Services, and with actually no regard for what it is that the trees and the forests and the rivers are contributing to the stability of the entire climate, to the well-being of the people who get to enjoy them, to the ability to support oneself with agriculture.
Now, I got to believe that a lot of companies would be uncomfortable with this kind of thinking, just not used to thinking of things this way. They like to put in the spreadsheet market share, and, you know, maybe you could get them to put in carbon into the spreadsheet too. I mean, where do you find examples of companies that are starting to think this way?
Oh, well, there are companies that are actually doing it, and there are cases of them. One of them is pretty consistently celebrated for the past 25 years, called Triodos Bank, which is a bank that thinks of money as fertilizer. Fertilizer for the community, a nutrient for employees and customers to express their commitment to a world of living systems, starting with themselves, their households, and their local communities. And this model has been so successful that it's now being spread around the world. Investors are flooding into this notion of ESG, environmental, social, and governance sensitive companies. And the investment community has created very many products and funds that are called ESG branded funds. Now, there's just a lack of clarity about measuring, monitoring, and tracking environmental risk and impact, social risk and impact, and governance. And the Europeans have, since we've been studying this for 25 years, always been ahead of the curve in integrating consideration of system impacts into business, and so too today. They're speaking the language of the business roundtable, and that will facilitate the business roundtable at least being able to measure its impacts on the environment and society.
Consultant Elsie Mayo, founder of Soul Branding, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.